Great and mighty God, we thank you that there is in fact power in the name of Jesus. Power to save, power to heal, power to restore, power to lift up, power to help us navigate the pathway called life. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Word of God in Acts 4 and 12 says there is no other name. There is no other name given among men whereby men must be saved but this name of Jesus. And so we bow before you this morning, Father. We bow before you, Jesus, Son of God, Savior, Master and Lord, and invite your presence. Thank you for each and every one here. Thank you for watching over those on our prayer, folks. Lord, there are many. Thank you for keeping not only Chloe safe these days that she was gone, but for keeping us safe and the rest of our young ones safe on a daily basis in ways that we are not even aware of. Thank you for walking with us, Lord, day by day. Thank you for the forgiveness of sin. Thank you for the healing of bodies, the strengthening and healing of marriages. Thank you for salvation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for helping us with the loss. We've lost a lot in our families and in our communities lately. Thank you for helping us continue to go forward in our loss. Thank you for the hope of heaven. For when we place our faith in Christ, we know that heaven awaits, and we thank you for that, O God. Thank you for the opportunity for us right here to do ministry here. Thank you for opportunities like Marie had last week in Panama. Thank you, O God, that we can be a little part of your kingdom building here and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Thank you, Father, for today's topic. May we look completely to you. And even as we talk about prayer and anointing with oil and healing, Father, may your Spirit move in and amongst us, and where we need healing in our mind, in our body, whatever it is, may we feel your presence, and maybe we, little ones and older ones, young and old alike, sense your presence and see that there is power in the name of Jesus. We praise you, O God. We worship you. We love you. And we invite your presence to lead us in this church services, in this church service and the next one, and in church services everywhere, in this town and churches all over this region and America and the world. We pray, O God, that your Spirit would lead and you would be glorified. And so we commit this time to you and say thank you for it. Guide us as we continue to worship you, I pray in Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles, turn in them to Matthew chapter 5. We're going to look a few minutes at some scripture about healing, and then, as I said, we're going to invite you, if you would like to be prayed over for anything this morning, we're going to invite you forward, anoint you with oil, and pray over you. So I will be looking to invite you forward. We'll sing during that time. Those that aren't coming will be singing, and there'll be music, and so we'll invite you to be prayed over and to pray over folks, and that'll be happening here in a few minutes. And so, I realize that we're in the middle of a series, but it was good to have the superintendent here last week, was it not? It was good to hear from him and to see him and to get that challenge from him. I thought it was a wonderful word. And so, today I want to focus on this topic of prayer and healing because, well, let's just face it, there's times when we need some. And so that's what we're going to do today. So I'm going to go right to Scripture so we can look at that for a few minutes and then go to prayer and anointing. James chapter 5 has a fair amount to say about, instructionally, how we might go about this. And so he says in James chapter 5, beginning at verse 13, he says, "Is any among you suffering? Let him pray." And so whether you're a little one here today, boys and girls, or you're not as young anymore, These are instructions for all of us. If is any among you suffering, then we should pray. Is anyone cheerful, then we should sing psalms. In other words, just praise God. Praise God and give Him thanks. And so then he says, is any among you sick? Then you let him or her call for the elders of the church and let them, the elders, pray over the sick person. And he says, anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. We're going to do that in a few minutes. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. And then he says, this is kind of a prerequisite, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous person, a righteous man, avails much. Then he gives us that Elijah example that said, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it wouldn't rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And then Elijah prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Les Kreider was a man of prayer. Most of you know that we did Les's funeral here just a couple days ago. And Les Kreider was a man of prayer. There's others here that are people of prayer, men and women. I know that for a fact because I know that specifically there are people here that rise, say, about 4 o'clock in the morning and spend the next 2, 3, 4 hours in prayer. I know that to be a fact. And when these people of prayer pray, they believe. Are you hearing me? When Les Kreider, and I got to be in his presence here on Saturday evenings many, many times, because Les started this prayer event on Saturday evenings, and he's invited you many, many times, and we've told you about it, and we're still doing it. Les started 5 years ago or more. And I got the privilege and pleasure to be in the presence of Pastor Les when he prayed, and when he prayed, he believed for results, whether it was a salvation or healing or anything else. The church, brothers and sisters, needs more people of prayer. Today, 21st century, the church needs more people who will travail in prayer. There's no question in my mind that there are people in the church today that have been blessed by the Holy Spirit of God with this gift of prayer. Remember, the superintendent talked about gifts last week. Every believer that has been born again and given themselves to Christ has been given a Holy Spirit gift. And one of those, according to 1 Corinthians 12:9, is healing. I believe there are people in the church with the gift of healing, yes, in America, yes, in the 21st century, and they don't even know it. You see, God in His goodness and by His Spirit has given the gift of healing, as all the other gifts, our superintendent mentioned some of them last week, for His glory. And He has given this gift of healing to people so that people would be healed for the glory of God. Healings are happening in Pakistan, I assure you. I got another email from Pastor Salek just this last week or two, and the testimonies of healing through the Crusades and through the TV ministry. People are being physically healed. They're being set free from demonic oppression. They are being healed in their mind. They are coming to know Christ. Miracles are happening. Hallelujah, I say. I was talking to somebody just this week about what I was going to share about healings and miracles and anointing people and praying over people. And the person said, I'm not sure I've ever seen a miracle. Friends, I'm telling you, we serve the same God that healed people in the first century. Amen? We serve the same one. And in Mark's Great Commission, one of the things that Mark wrote down would happen with the followers of Christ, that they would lay hands on the sick and the sick would recover. He didn't just say that for the 12. He said that for people of God. There would come a time when you were called upon to lay hands on people and they would recover in Jesus' name to the glory of God. And so anyway, back to James. For the follower of Jesus Christ, there's some things here I want to make mention, and then we'll wrap it up and we'll begin to pray. But for the follower of Christ, prayer should not be the last resort. So oftentimes, and we even saw this in Scripture, but perhaps they didn't know any better then, we see this, well, I'll try this, and I'll try this, and I'll try this, and if nothing else works, then I'll call to God. Prayer should not be our last resort. As followers of Christ, we should be going to the Lord with prayer for everything, even children that are here with us, praying for our teachers and our parents and our grandparents and the decisions that we have to make. We should be going to the Lord in prayer first, not last. We have that tendency sometimes. Okay, and James says, when we are sick, call the elders, godly men and women of the church, pray over them, anoint them with oil, and allow God an opportunity to heal them. Now, he also says, if the praying people, those that are laying hands on them, are praying without expectation, then don't expect much to happen. Are you hearing me? James says very clearly here in this verse 15, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. When we come to God, when we come to Him in prayer of anything, James refers to this back in chapter 1, I believe it's 6 and 7, if we come to the Lord wavering and thinking in our mind, man, he ain't gonna answer my prayers anyway, then don't expect anything to happen. Come to Him in faith, believing, like Brother Les Kreider did. Come to Him believing that He's going to do it, that things are going to happen. And so James reminds us, we need to pray in faith. Now, allow me to say a couple more things. Just because someone isn't healed doesn't mean necessarily they didn't have the right faith. Faith, very clearly from Jesus and from James, is an element to healing. But brothers and sisters, it is God that heals on God's terms. It is God that heals in His will and His ways and His time. I've seen these TV folks. Not lately, because I'm normally here. But I've seen these TV folks and their alleged healing ministries. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, God don't need no TV to heal. When He's going to heal somebody, He don't need drama. He doesn't need props and theatrics to heal. When God's will is that someone is healed, they will be healed. But we need to come in faith. We need to pray in faith. And we need to trust Him for the healing, whatever kind of healing that may be. Jesus said to the lady that was struggling with the issue of blood for many, many, many years, when she came to Him in her faith, she said, even if I can touch the hem of His garment, maybe I'll be well. When she touched Him, Jesus knew that something had happened, even though there was a mass crowd around them. And the long and the short of it is, with her and others, He said, your faith has made you well. So there is an element of faith. Don't get me wrong. We need to have faith that He can and does heal. Because if we come thinking, well, He ain't going to heal me anyway, then we're not coming in the right way to God for prayer, for healing. This whole idea, and I've heard it so many times, it's really quite pathetic. This whole idea that blaming somebody you're not healed because your faith isn't right is not helping. Somebody tell that to Johnny Erickson Tata. Your faith isn't good enough, so you're not being healed. That's not helpful. Roy Miles, right over here, my brother in Staples, has a daughter in a wheelchair. She has been there her whole life. She has been prayed over hundreds of times. She's still in the wheelchair, but God is using her in the wheelchair, as he is Johnny Erickson Tata. So this idea, well, you're not healed, sister, because you're still in your wheelchair, is not helpful. Your faith isn't right, is not helping anybody. There is an element of faith, but don't claim to be God in this healing matter. He's the one that heals on his time and his will. I could say a lot more about that, but that's enough. James does give us his instruction to anoint with oil. And I'm not sure how much oil they used in the old days. Dan and Marie were in Israel a while back, and they brought me some oil. That's what we're going to use today. But I think in the old days, they used a lot more than I'm going to. I think you got a bath in it. I really do. But the healing isn't contingent on the oil either. It's on the mercy and the grace and goodness of God and his will. He knows who will be healed and who may not be. He knows if somebody is not. And God forbid that somebody even passes away because they weren't healed. He knows what harvest he can bring because of that whole scenario. We don't get that whole picture, but he does. Healing, I want us to, above all else, I want us to understand this. Because I've seen, unfortunately, the theatrics on TV. I want us to understand that healing comes from God. If he has blessed somebody with the gift of healing, then they should use that. But not for promotions and notoriety and income. God is the one that heals, and God should get the glory for it. Not us preachers. Now let me say this, and I will quit soon. There are those today that would say healing was for those of the first century. That's what it was for. Those gifts were for the first century. Are you hearing me? There are those that would say those gifts, those Holy Spirit gifts, our superintendent wouldn't say that, but there are those that would say that. I wouldn't say that either. But there are those that would say today that, well, Jim, the gift of healing was freely for those first century disciples to get the momentum going and all that. That to me would be an extreme view, and that to me would be limiting God. And when I hear those types of things, I say this. Has anyone talked to Salek lately? He sees miracles every week of healing. Maybe Marie saw some in Panama. I haven't had a chance to ask her yet. But God didn't give the gift of healing just for the first century. And so let us not get caught up in the idea, well, that only happens in some third world country, or that only happened in the first century, or that only happens on TV when they got the props and everything just right. That is not helpful. God can, will, and does heal all the time. There has been people healed physically in this church. Lung cancer, kidney dialysis, swollen heads, bleeding out the ear. There has been people healed physically in this congregation. Hallelujah. There has been people healed of the mind. There has been people healed of oppression. There has been people set free from the ugliness and the darkness that surrounds us if we let it. There has been healing right here in this church. Hallelujah. And so, I want to say this to close, then we're going to start praying and singing and anointing. Some of the times, according to Scripture, people may not be healed because we don't come in faith. I said there is an element of faith, to be sure. Sometimes we come in our prayers and don't expect anything to happen. We're probably not going to see anything happen. Sometimes, even when God has shown himself strong and in miraculous ways, we give the credit to something else. I'm not taking any credit away from doctors because I love doctors and God has blessed them. But sometimes we give the credit somewhere else. And so, as we begin to praise team, go ahead. We're gonna sing. I'm gonna have the praise team leading whoever wants to sing in a couple of songs for these last 10 minutes. But I'm also going to invite people to come that want to be prayed over. And I'm going to invite others to come forward and lay hands on them and anoint them with oil and pray. But let us remember what James said. Have I unconfessed sin? Because I need to deal with that if I have. I need to come clean before God. I need to deal with sin. When I come, that measure of faith that says, I know God heals. And I know He can. And when we pray and anoint some of you with oil, we also must pray, believing for God to do a work. And so when we pray, we also must pray, as we sang these two songs earlier, in the powerful, transforming, saving, redeeming, healing name of Jesus. That's how we pray. Let me just close today by saying there's nothing more important than healing of the soul. You see, if our soul isn't right with God through faith in the Son, then all the physical healing in the world doesn't matter. We need healing of the soul, and the only way that comes is by repenting of our sin and surrendering to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And healing of the soul will come. And whether our body is ever perfectly well on this side or not, if it is well with our soul, it'll be well eternally. Amen? Let's pray to close. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise, O God, for healing of the soul. We give you praise, O God, for healing of our minds. We give you praise for healing of our bodies, of our relationships, of our marriages. We give you praise, O God, for healing even in our nation and in our churches. We give you praise this morning, Father, because you are good. And you know what's best. And we give you praise, whether my body is perfectly well or not. I give you praise because you are good. We give you praise because you have healed. We've seen it in this congregation. We've seen it around the globe. Nothing has changed from the first century when Jesus said, go lay your hands on the sick and they will recover. You have not changed. The commission is still there. Nothing has changed from the time that James says, is any among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church, anoint them with oil, lay hands on them. Nothing has changed and they'll be healed in Jesus' name. Not by a denomination, not by a pastor, not even by the faith of those laying the hands on. But it is you that heals. And we give you praise for what you have done here today. Strengthening and healing our bodies. Strengthening and healing our mind. Strengthening and healing those relationships that are torn asunder. We give you praise, O God. And if there are any that don't have the peace that passes understanding, the healing of the soul, because haven't quite made that step of faith, that surrendered faith in Christ, Father, I pray that would happen today, that people would cry out to Jesus and repent of all sin and cry out and say, God, I need you. Jesus, I want you. I believe in you. Come into my life. Take over. I surrender my life to you. Save me. Heal me. Transform me in Jesus' name. I pray that that would happen in our congregation and in our community and in our nation and in our world today and until Jesus comes. And so we give you praise today, O God, for your goodness and for the ways that you choose to heal and the way that you choose to use us. And sometimes, as I referred earlier, like Johnny and Candace, it's still in a wheelchair, but you have healed their mind and you are using them to bring you glory. We give you praise, O God, for however you choose to save, to redeem, to heal. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.